The economic effects of Russia's invasion of Ukraine are being felt all over the world, including in Midwestern farm fields. Sanctions against Russia have led to skyrocketing prices for several different kinds of fertilizers critical to growing crops. As Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, the timing couldn't be worse for farmers.
Mark Scott is getting ready to park his truck after driving from his 2,000-acre farm in Wentzville, Missouri, into St. Louis to drop off 1,000 bushels of corn and 900 bushels of soybeans at a grain elevator. This is a tough off-season for farmers like Scott. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent sanctions are hitting Scott and other farmers in a new way. Fertilizer is very expensive.
It's doubled in price than last year, so I locked up all my nitrogen this morning before it took another jump, and it's probably 38% to 40% higher than last year. So
Russia is a big exporter of fertilizer and its raw materials. The country's exports account for 18% of the world potash market, 20% of ammonia sales, and 15% of urea. Plus, a lot of the natural gas, the most expensive part of making nitrogen fertilizers, comes from Russia. And while the U.S. doesn't buy much fertilizer directly from Russia, other countries that do are now shopping among America's suppliers. And Scott says the prices are the highest he has ever seen in his 31 years of farming.
We may be at a loss this year versus last year just due to the high input prices.
Even before sanctions, fertilizer prices were already high because of supply chain problems and natural disasters shutting down some big plants. Prices were so high that the Family Farm Action Alliance asked the Department of Justice to investigate, and the Iowa Attorney General announced his own inquiry. Then the war started, and it created an unprecedented situation.
I mean, we always see shifts in prices for lots and lots of reasons, but this has been incredibly dramatic in a very short period of time.
That's Pat Westhoff, an agricultural economics professor at the University of Missouri. He says the situation is bad. Just how bad depends on each individual farmer's timing. That's because farmers typically sign contracts to buy so-called inputs like fertilizer and seeds for the price they are now. They also do the same with crops they grow, agreeing to a sale price before seeds are even in the ground. Westhoff says that increases the risk.
If you forward contracted your grain a while ago at much lower prices than we have now, but didn't arrange for your fertilizer supplies, you could be in very deep trouble right now.
Westhoff says the good news, if there is any, is that wheat, corn, and soybean prices are also way up because of sanctions against Russia and the uncertainty of Ukraine's production and its inability to export. Randy Trainer is with BKD, a Missouri-based accounting firm that works with farmers. He says with both grain and fertilizer prices going up, it may seem as if they'll just offset each other. But he says that could change.
So right now they're working together. They don't always work together. And that's the risk that comes this spring and this summer.
Trainer says a deep drop in grain prices with fertilizer costs skyrocketing could be disastrous. Farmers like Mark Scott say even if he gets better prices for corn and soybeans, it may not cover soaring fertilizer costs.
Basically, all the farmers are going to do is pass that money through. We're not going to keep any of it because our inputs have increased probably at a higher percentage than the actual grain prices.
Farmers say you have to be an optimist in this business, and every season they have to make decisions with limited information. This year is no different, even if the cause is a war in Europe. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.